I'm about to show you one of the most powerful videos that I've seen this year. As most people know, there was a young man that was just stabbed in Texas by another young man, and it spurred kind of this political debate about what's going on with the young black community in America because the young man, the stabber, was black. And even though those conversations are important, and we'll get to those at the end, the video that I'm about to show you is much more important. The father of the fallen boy was asked about his feelings, and his response was really surprising. Here it is.
And his brother was holding on to him, trying to make it stop bleeding. And he died in his brother's arms. And I rushed up there, and I saw him on the gurney. And I could tell. They said he wasn't breathing. And I could see all the blood. And I saw where the wound was. The guy was in the wrong place. They asked him to move. And he bowed up. This is murder. I don't know. I know they have someone in custody.
Yeah, they do.
And you know what? I already forgive this person.
Already?
Already. God takes care of things. God's going to take care of me. God's going to take care of my family.
That was 24 hours after his son had passed away. We get so caught up with the politics, I think, sometimes. And people have talked about online and seen a lot of people saying that this father should not have forgiven the stabber. And I think they're dead wrong. And the reason why I say that is because I think that this father, what he's doing, is exhibiting true Christianity right there. I think that this is what Christ brings into your life. And I think this is a good time for people to recognize that there's kind of two sides to this issue. On the one hand, there's the macro politics, the racial politics, which is important. And I'll talk about that in a second. But on the other hand, there is the fact that culture and religion impacts everyday lives. And I think we see that regardless of policy or politics, if you choose, and this man is like a perfect example, you can choose happiness because you're letting Christ into your life. And that has nothing to do with the people we elect or anything crazy like that, which I think is frankly inspiring from this guy. I've talked about this on my show a lot. My wife is 8 months pregnant. I talk a lot about fatherhood because it's been on my mind a lot. And I see this father and just how loving he is towards someone who's hurt his son. And I just think that's inspiring. And I think Americans can learn a lot from him. The father goes on to talk about the politics of why this happens. This is kind of the macro politics part. And even though he's not in politics, I think his prescription is honestly spot on. Take a look.
I'm not trying to judge, but what kind of parents did this child have? What was he taught? He brought a knife to a track meet, and he murdered my son by stabbing him in the heart.
It's a parenting problem. It is. And that's why conservatives, I think, are trying to conserve the family so much, because it turns out that when you have 70% single motherhood in black communities, that brings consequences. And I've got a single mother. I love single mothers. I got nothing against them. But for young men like this, you need a God-fearing man in the home to prevent things like this. And I'll make this prediction. I don't know anything about the stabber's life. I haven't looked into his family, but here's my prediction. I think that either he is a single mom, or his dad is in jail, or he's a deadbeat, or he's a druggie. I'm pretty sure it's one of those things, because if you look at the stats, people who have two loving parents who intentionally raise their children, these things almost never happen. Almost never. And that's why I think we have to fight to protect the family and ensure we elect politicians that pass family-friendly legislation. Did you know that hundreds of thousands of Americans are going to lose millions of dollars this year because they forget to file their taxes? This year, 88% of filers will get over $3,000 back from the IRS, but a lot of people are not filing, thinking they're going to lose money, and they end up leaving money on the table. Guys, that's why I partnered with QuickTax America, so that doesn't happen to you. QuickTax America has already gotten its average tax returner over $4,000 back from the IRS just this year, and unlike the other big services, they're not raising rates just because it's April. All federal tax returns with them are only $69. It's a completely transparent price because it's their only price, no matter how complicated your taxes are. QuickTax America runs dozens of simulations on your taxes to make sure that your return is the biggest, the best possible, and they do all the work for you. All you got to do is upload your files, answer a few basic questions, and then schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional, and they do all the rest of the work. So go check them out at quicktaxamerica.com right now. Don't leave money on the table. Get that return that's practically free to you. Again, that's at quicktaxamerica.com, or you can go to the link in the description below. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.